Okay, so the first lesson that we're going to do today, it's June 4th, 2011, and this is the Hikers Clinic, is lesson number 206. It's called On the Side, Getting the Spine Flexible. Okay, so as you're lying there, take a moment to observe and notice how you're lying on your back today. Notice how your head rests on the floor, and then noticing how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor. Notice how your pelvis is lying on the floor. Notice how your legs are lying on the floor. Now, if you bring your attention back up to where your legs, let's say, insert your pelvis, that's what we'll call the hip joint. And just sense right now as you're lying there, if there is any tension, or you might feel tension more on one side than the other. How at ease are you in that area? And then notice how your legs lie on the floor. So do your feet turn out? Are they pointed towards the ceiling? Does one turn out more than the other? Are your legs close together or a little bit apart? And again, as much of this noticing is to feel. In a way, you learn to, when you're feeling, it's like you're looking with your mind, right? So you don't really actively need to use your eyes. Your sense of feeling is a much more accurate and strong way to sense things. And then lastly, bring your awareness and attention onto your spine. Just noticing how maybe long does your spine feel, or perhaps short. Or are there places along your spine that you lose the sense of awareness or connection? You know, especially for a few of you that have had, if you've had any kind of surgery, it's a really interesting experience, but it's like you kind of, it becomes kind of numb and vague. That's a good word, vague, maybe in that area. So just become aware of that. And then slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, and go slow enough that you can really feel the quality of rolling your head. That's it. Is it easier to roll your head to one side compared to the other? Good. And then lastly, take a moment to just notice your breathing. So notice how your breath probably travels to your chest or your belly, or a combination of those two areas. Just notice what your breathing is like right now. Okay, and now you're going to roll onto your right side. And once you're on your right side, your right arm is straight out in front of you, and your knees are bent up in like a fetal position. That's it. And you're going to place your left arm along your left side. So it's like on your, yes, on your hip. And you're going to begin to do a movement with this left arm of sliding it down as if you were going to reach for the end of your mat. And you just want to go really slow with this because you're going to feel a little tug on your head and your neck. And then you don't go beyond that. So you just like reach with the arm and let it go. So each time, yes, each time I describe a movement, you begin the movement and then you let it go. And see if you can feel along the left side of your ribs that this movement actually pulls the ribs together on your left side. Good. Now pause for a moment, and you're going to take your left arm and bring it over the top of your head and wrap it around your head to get a hold of your right ear. So go, Dave, all over the top, and then, yeah. Okay, and now you're going to use this left arm to gently lift your head and then lower it. So again, none of the movements, it's not about stretching. There's nothing about holding. It's an active movement, which means that you lift and then you lower back down. And please, when you lower down, pause. Again, it's not like doing a bunch of sit-ups. You do one after the other. It's important to pause. That's it. Now, as you're doing this movement, can you feel how the ribs really come together on your left side? And maybe you can even feel how the left side of the pelvis moves up towards your ribs. Nice. Good. Now, as you do the movement just a couple more times, pay attention to as you lower your head down, how the ribs and the pelvis move away from each other. So when you lift the head, everything scrunches together, and then as you lower, they move apart. So your waist gets really long, and just think that your pelvis moves away, down like in the direction of your feet. Good. Okay. And let that go, roll onto your back and rest for a minute. And now roll on to your left side. Your left arm will be straight out in front of you. And you'll start with your right arm down along your right side. Your knees are bent up. And you're going to first do that movement of just lengthening your arm a little bit, feeling how it tugs on your head, and then you let it go. So it's a fairly small movement. Good. Pause for a moment so that you can wrap that right arm over the top of your head and then come under so it's holding the left ear. And in this position, you're going to slowly lift your head, but you're focusing on how all the ribs come together. Now on the right side And as you lower your head, they move away. And it may be surprising that on one side, the ribs may be fold better than the other side. That's it. And can you feel how your pelvis rides up? So, and if it's not moving at all, can you just kind of mentally tell it to? Can you say, oh, I'm going to bring my pelvis up towards, that's it, my right elbow. And then really pay attention to the letting go, the letting down, the opening of the right side. So the pelvis comes up, and then the pelvis moves down. Good. Pause just for a second. Rest your head and bring your right arm in front of you, but stay on your left side here. And let's see if you can do a movement just with your pelvis now. So can you have the right side of your pelvis move up towards your right shoulder and then move down? Beautiful. That's it, Penny. And some of you, that's it, Susan, really nice. You do that so well. So really feel as the right side of the pelvis moves down, can you feel the side that you're lying on, your left side? It actually creates a space under the lower ribs. Feel that. Yes. That's it, Dave. Good. That's it, Trevor. Good. Okay. And let that go and roll onto your back and rest again. I think it's better with this open. Okay, so go ahead and roll on to your right side again. Have both arms straight out in front of you, your knees bent up. And this time you're going to begin with your left arm, and your left arm is straight. So you're going to start to lift your left arm up as if to bring it towards the ceiling and then bring it back down. But as you do that, have your head and your eyes follow the movement of your left hand, because that involves your chest to rotate.
Does it connect your hands this way?
Your palm should be facing the other palm. Yes, so like that. Yes, it does. Good question. So really see if you can focus on, if you know what your sternum is or your chest bone, that is connected in a way to your hand and your face. So they all turn towards the ceiling and back down. And with your head, make sure that your head stays on the ground the whole time. So it means it rolls. You really don't need to lift it. Your head will change points of contact. That's it. Now, could you start to bring that left arm a little bit more behind you? But you're only allowed to do that if your chest comes along the way. So that means that, again, your nose, your hand, and your sternum have to match each other. And now see if you can slow the movement down. Okay, we're not doing exercises here. This is not an exercise class. So really take your time to bring your arm up and start to bring it behind you, knowing and feeling that your head and your chest follow. Much better. Now, is there a place that you could possibly rest your left arm on the floor behind you? And the only way you can do that is that your chest has to really open. Your knees need to stay as much as they can together. If they separate a little bit, that's okay. So with your arms open like that, that's perfect. You're going to now take the left hand and place it underneath your head. And once that the left hand is underneath your head, you're going to use it to lift your head to look down towards your left hip joint, the left side of your pelvis. Not the right, but the left. That's the side that's up. And slowly lower it back down. So now feel how you're folding. So lower the other hand. That hand behind your head. So now feel on the left side how you're folding the ribs, but it's like a diagonal. And then back down. And look for the left side of the pelvis coming towards you as you look towards your hip. It pulls up a little bit. And then as you lower your head down, the left hip moves away from you. But your knee and your foot stay down. Nothing happens with the knee and the foot. It's just the pelvis. Remember the movement you just did on the side? So stay twisted like this. Just pause. Let your head be down. Okay, keep your arm there. Everything stays the same. Just pause. And now with your pelvis, think of the left side of the pelvis. You're going to pull it away from you, and then you're going to scrunch it up towards you. Nice, Tamako. How do you do that? It's where you're... That's it, Vicky. Yeah. So nothing else happens, just the pelvis pulls away, and I know it's significantly more challenging in a twisted position. There you go, Karen. And this lateral, it's a lateral movement we're doing with your pelvis. This is the piece that's so important that helps the growing tall. But if you don't know how to do that, then you end up shooting out to the side a lot. That's it. Okay. Now can you bring your right hand to come under your head with your left and interlace the hands? So both hands are under your head. There you go. And your face and your chest are directed towards the ceiling. And in this position, you're going to lift your head and fold the ribs and chest. Look towards the left side of the pelvis. Feel how it comes up. And then as you lower your head down, your pelvis moves away from you. So much of this, this work, this method, is in the thought. You have to first think it to organize yourself to do the movement. And that's why, like I said, it's not about like an exercise class doing lots of movements. It's more important feeling what you're doing, feeling how you access these movements. That's it, Penny. Go slowly down. Now, Penny, see if you can incorporate the pelvis a little bit more. So
it's
you're doing,
to move that
I know it is. Let me see if I can help. Yes, there. That's not a surprise to us, is it?
No.
That's nice. Yes. Okay, and so this next time, lower your head and slowly roll onto your back. And rest on your back. Sorry, Trevor. And just notice how you're lying on your back now and you're breathing. Just see if your breath has changed now on the left side. That area where we've been kind of closing the ribs and opening, if somehow just more air, more volume travels onto that side now. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll onto your left side. Bring both arms straight out in front of you. So that means your right palm should be on top of your left. There you go. Your knees are bent up. And you're going to start with just beginning to lift that right arm. Go slow. It's really important to go slow so that you feel how you lift your arm. And again, what's important is that your face and that your sternum follow the movement. So can you imagine as if you had like little strings going from your nose and your chest up to your right fingertips? Right? Or could you imagine that you're holding a stick from your right fingertips, balancing it on your chin, and you don't want it to drop? So you have to move your chin and your arm and your chest at the same rate. Because if you go too far, it'll fall. Or you go too fast. So slow the movement down even more. So whatever amount of speed that you're doing, cut the movement in half. And now can you imagine that the stick went from your hand now to your sternum? Okay, so that means that arm cannot go behind you unless the chest moves with it. Otherwise, the stick is going to slip. So your sternum is the breastbone. So you want that to be turning as much as your arm is. And as soon as the chest stops, your arm stops. So it means you have to go a little slower to feel that. Because otherwise what will happen for some of you is this will just feel like you're moving your arm behind you. And that won't be useful. Okay, so now the next time that you bring the right arm behind you, see if it's comfortable to rest on the floor, and then you're going to bring it underneath your head. So your right hand will be underneath your head. And once it is, you're going to slowly and gently begin to lift your head, looking down towards the right side of your pelvis, feeling how the right side of your pelvis moves up towards your head. So you feel you're scrunching together now the right side, and then you really open it apart. And the tendency for most of us is to do all of this in the ribs. So it's real important to take your mind down to your pelvis and feel the pelvis. That's it, Laura. That's it, Tomoko. Move up and move down. Good. Now the next time, just lower your head down, but stay in that same position. Okay, and if you want to bring your left hand underneath your head, if that feels a little more comfortable, but stay like that and just move the right side of your pelvis. So you pull it down away from you, that's it. And then you scrunch it up towards your waist. So feel when you move the right side away from you, it actually pulls the ribs on the left side away from the floor.
I'm feeling this in my lower back. Your lower back involved in this?
Okay, so we don't want you to feel it there. So feel how you're doing more of a forward and back movement. Okay, so don't stick your belly out and don't round your back back. So come to a neutral. There's neutral. Now, where your zipper is, just think that that's going to go straight down. Now that pulls your belly a little bit forward. So let's see if we can just go straight like this with no arching. It's okay. And see, you have a tendency to go like that. Uh-huh. Which pushes your back back. So let's see if we can stay in neutral here and just go down. There. And there. There. And there. Good. So yeah, again, if you feel any discomfort or anything, call me over so we can work out what might be. That's it. Creating. That's it, Vicky. There you go. Okay.
Right here.
Okay, let me watch you first. Right, so feel how your leg is sliding a little bit forward. Yeah, so come back. Yeah, just come pause. So think more straight down.
Okay.
There.
Yeah, the other side was so much better.
There.
Okay,
now let's go to the movement of lifting your head using both arms, right? So your face is towards the ceiling, that's it, and scrunching everything, and it's kind of an awkward feeling because your ribs are twisted. And you're probably thinking, well, when are my ribs twisted when I'm hiking? But I think I mentioned this earlier. It's not about your arms, it's about the trunk turning. Nice. That's it. Okay. Slowly let that go and roll onto your back and rest. Okay, so this time you're actually going to roll up to sitting. And you're going to sit with your right leg bent in front of you and your left leg bent behind you. And I'd like you to sit facing your face to the this direction. Right leg is in front, left leg is behind you. Okay? So right leg and right, no, it's not straight. Right leg is bent. So your right foot is near your left thigh. Bend this knee out this way. Yeah, it's called side sitting, okay? So there you go. And so your right hand is going to be next to your pelvis, okay? And then you're going to bring the left hand over as well. Yep. So there you go. Good. I'm going to move your glasses so they don't get... I'm nervous. Okay, so begin with your right hand. You're going to start to slide your right hand down and lean into your right hand as if you might lie down. Just introduce it to yourself. And then it's the left side of your pelvis that's going to pull you back up. Yeah. So some of you know that have come to class, we always get to this place where it might be a hard movement in here. So that's it, Vicki. So let the pelvis pull you up. So you slide down, and then it's this, yes. So it's another way to lengthen there. And now, so each time, see if you can go a little bit further. Everybody's in a different place, so there's no rush. That's it, Penny. And see if you can come to the place where you can sit the left side of your butt all the way, yes, down. So as you slide to the right, you feel how the pelvis lifts up on the left side, and then let that pelvis pull you back up. There you go, Laura. That's it. And now get that left cheek down. Yes, yes, yes. Now start right, stop right there and reverse it. Yeah, you still scrunch together, so go a little, and now I want you to think sit here. That's there. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm just using my right cheek.
Are you not the left? Okay. Okay, so start slower. Smaller. Let's just have you go that far and now pull this back down. There. So you're only allowed to go over to the right as much as you can. Yes. And think of this all. Yes. There you go. And I know. And now just go up a little and then back down. There. I know. There. Yeah, good. Good. Okay, now can you slide yourself all the way down onto your right side? Okay, keep the legs. That's it. And now, could you straighten the left leg? So you keep, that's it. And think that you're now going to lengthen that leg away from you to come back up to sitting. So it's the same move. That's it. This might be easier for some of you. You keep the leg long. This is what dancers do, right? When you see those really fun dance moves. But see if you can keep the leg to the side. Okay, yeah, there you go. That's it, Susan. There, but don't turn it. Don't do that last. Yeah. Now, keep it going out. So lengthen, Susan. Lengthen, lengthen, and bring your butt down. You can go down. You can go down. Your knee can bend a little bit forward. Yeah, I'd rather that. Yeah, there.
That's not going to go down.
There, well, eventually. But go back. Your buddy in crime behind you can do it.
Show me.
Lengthen your leg. Yep. Let your knee go forward. Let your knee go a little forward. There. And then but now come all the way up. You were just there. See, and then I bring attention on her. And she, see?
Yeah, attention bend's not down.
Yeah, on the back.
Imagine someone's pulling.
It's pretty close. That's how I want it, that close. It is possible.
If you do Chinese splits, then you can do it.
That's it. So the knee bends forward a little bit. There. Some of you are figuring it. That's it, Trevor. So one of the things that we do in here is we do a variety of ways of getting at something so that it makes it more possible. The more varieties we try. That's it, Roxanne. Yeah. That's it, Julie. Good. Okay. Let it go and roll onto your back and rest. Okay, so this time you're going to roll to your side and come up to sitting, and we're going to face this other direction. So the left leg is bent in front, the right leg is bent behind, and you're going to lean on your left hand, right? So you're going to eventually bring the right hand over there, and we're going to start to do the sliding. I just want to encourage you, start small. Okay, so it's the end product is not about getting down. The most important thing is to feel exactly what you just did. That's what's important. Okay, so it's not about, oh, can I lay myself down? It's, can I feel this lifts up as I slide, and then it can, yes, and it pulls you back. That's it. And then you can also notice what's happening on the other side, right? Right, so this is like dual, like there's two things, there's a lot going on with this movement. So the leg that's bent in front of you, the left side, you're having to roll your pelvis over that hip joint. And many of us are really stuck in there, so it's like, that's it, Trevor, yeah. Is that the knee that had surgery?
Yep.
Yeah, that's it's fine. As long as it's a pull, that's okay. And that has to do probably with your quad being really tight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll show you. Mine's, you know, really, really tight. It's a journey. Unraveling. That's it, Karen. But see if you can, Karen, get your ribs down. Roll over that left hip. But don't turn yourself that way. Stay feet. Yeah, so like Roxanne, see how she's really willing to like, and eventually let those ribs, even if this side has to come up a little bit, can these come to the ground?
I hadn't liked to work towards it, but getting closer. It feels a little tight right here.
Yeah, so let this come up.
Oh.
There! I want you to feel that, and then that. Oh. And then that, and then that. And then, yes, and let these ribs sink even more. Uh-huh, there. Yes, that is awesome. That is awesome. Okay. There you go.
Come show me, please.
So stay facing this way. Don't turn yourself the other way. And think of your ribs, slide, yeah. Think of the ribs on the downside. There you go, Karen. And let them go down. And then let this pull up. Yes. I know. See this? So do you guys understand that this movement, right, this movement that we're doing, can you just imagine, this is what I talked about earlier, of pushing your foot into the floor? Because your pelvis has a lot of power. So now, beautiful Penny, slide yourself all the way back down to the floor now. And we're going to try to straighten that right leg, right? And with it long, you're going to come up and sit. So you think of the pelvis pulling you. That's it, Laura. But see if you can stay more to the side and not do that last little rotation. Yeah. So now just stay purely to the side and slide back down. And let these ribs come to the ground. That means this comes up. Yes. And then this, yes, yes, yes. Even if you just get that piece, yeah, there. There, now see, you do it better on this side. Yeah, can you feel there's a difference on this side?
This side is
easier, yeah. See, so it is possible. Sometimes it's like shocking what we can do on one side compared to the other.
Is it okay if we turn our leg open like that?
I would prefer it to be more forward, but you can turn it a little bit open. Now notice for most of you, you don't even need your hands, right? So if you really feel the power of your pelvis, and we're in a moment, we're going to take this into standing, and actually we're going to go to the stairs. So this is the movement you need for walking up and down stairs. Feel it. Uh-huh. It is. So, and this is what you need for hiking, because there's a lot of up and down, and this is this side lateral movement that we want. Right? So this, it's, there's a lot of power in your pelvis, but if you're not using it, we end up going back to the hip flexors. This is where the greatest power is, on the outside of your pelvis. 8 muscles converge right here. So there's a lot of power in what you're doing right now, dropping down and up. But we just forget to access it. Okay, go back down. Rest on your back. Okay, one last time, please roll onto your right side, bend your knees up, your arms are in front of you. We'll actually put your left arm down along your left side as we did in the beginning. And now could you think of sliding your left arm down over your left thigh, but your left hip, but your left hip is also going to move down, so that the left knee moves behind the right and you come up to the side sitting position. So it's using the same pelvic movements. That's it, Julie. And then you can weight bear on your right arm. And in fact, your right palm should be down. Yeah. There you go. That's it. And then slide back down. And you really don't need the arms, right? It's all controlled by the pelvis. So the legs start stacked. And then you feel how the left side of the pelvis pulls down so that the left knee comes behind. And you start to side sit up. Beautiful, Roxanne. Your arm is there more for like a safety. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's great, Stephanie. Do you feel that? Well, yeah, you should hardly need any pressure. Think it. Control it from here. See, you realize how much most of us have lost this lateral control. Okay? I mean, it's a huge thing for me because I had all those muscles cut apart. It attaches to your core. But it's on the side. It's a place where we don't think of accessing it. Yes. Okay. Go back onto your backs and pause and rest for a moment. You guys are doing beautiful. It'll, when we go to the stairs, it'll be real evident. So another thing that happens, so if we don't have this movement, right, whenever we're lacking a certain movement, what happens is then we use the other movements too much. So that's when we go into our lower back, or we go maybe into the hip joint instead of using these outer muscles. Does that make sense to people? Right? Okay, so let's roll on to your left side. You'll bend your knees and bring your left arm in front of you and the palm is down, right? And you're going to place the right arm on top of your right thigh. And as you start to slide that right knee away from you, it comes behind the left foot so that you come up to say, that's it, Tomoko, and then slide back down. And once you start to get the hang of it, feel it all from your pelvis. That's it, Vicky. And you know what's really fun to do is just, I mean, if you just really slow the movement down. So like Tomoko's, you're going down. Just roll over that left hip to right there and then pull yourself back up. Yeah, there. See, it's a huge thing what's happening on the downside. To roll your pelvis over that hip joint is a really big, that's new for a lot of people. Beautiful, Laura. And then each time you go a little further so that there's a lightness about it. There's, that's beautiful. Nice, Susan. That's it, Karen. This side looks a little easier.
Yeah. It's not as tight.
So, Julie, let the foot swing behind you so you come to the side sitting position. Then there, like that, yeah. Same with you, Roxanne. Bend the knee. Yeah, bring the foot behind you. Yes, so you come back up to the side sitting position.
Oh.
There. Yeah. Okay, now roll over. Let that pelvis roll over that left side and let those ribs go down. And now feel how your pelvis pulls you up. That's it. And let the butt keep on coming down. Don't do it all here. That's what I want you to do, that piece. There. Just keep practicing that. Get that really strong. And that is related to weight bearing. Say, but us knee people, stop doing that. Okay, go back down onto the floor and rest on your backs. And just take a moment to notice how you're resting on your back now. If you can remember back to the beginning of the lesson, how you felt, what's different now. Especially in this area where the ribs and the pelvis merge, is there just more space there? Is there a sense of freedom there? And then go back to rolling your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And just notice perhaps the quality of the movement of rolling your head has now changed. So the other thing that happens with this work, for again those of you that it's your first time, is everything's connected in us. So whenever you make an improvement in anywhere in the system being your body, the whole system improves. So you don't have to do necessarily like neck stretches for your neck to feel better. But if we do some movements with the spine and the chest and the ribs, that helps the freedom in the neck. Okay, so in saying that, now let's have you slowly roll to a side and come up to sitting and then standing. And then once you're standing, I'm going to have you check in and notice how you feel standing on your feet. And just see if it's different. So remember, if you were to the outside or more on one foot or than the other, what has changed? Okay. So let's go to the stairs, and we're going to play with this a little bit on the stairs, and then we can return to walking in here. Okay, so.
Do we need our shoes on?
Yeah, why don't we put your shoes on? Why not? Good idea. And then after we do a little bit with the stairs and walking in here, we'll take a quick little bathroom break. One of the reasons I wanted you to bring your shoes today is so that you could feel how to access this through your shoes. That you don't think, oh, well, I can only do it barefoot. You can do it through your shoes, too.
Do you like those, like, toe shoes where all your toes are?
Five fingers. Five toes. Five fingers. Yeah. Minimalist. Why can't wear those?
What about them?
You think those are good?
I think they're good if you know how to pay attention to your feet. I see some people wearing them you know, I think what we always have to be careful of is fads. So, like, I saw a guy running in them today, and it's like he shouldn't be running in them because he is not stepping and pressing the earth away. He was like up on it. It's like he's afraid of the earth. It's like if you were running over coals or something on a fire, right? It's like if it hurts and you're doing this, that doesn't make any sense. So if you don't, you have to use the same concepts that I'm teaching in here. And if you're able to do that wearing the five fingers, they're great. But most people I see out there, and especially I see some people on the trails where there's rocks, and so they're like, you know, they go to sit and they're like, what do? You're going to pull away. You can't press into the earth and step on a sharp stone, right? So in those environments, I don't think they're super. I mean, if you're on the treadmill or in your house and stuff like that, they're great for feeling the earth and stuff. But I have a little hesitation about going out on a rocky, you know, or even just on asphalt. Because my experience as a long-distance runner is to really get this sense, you need some protection there. You're more apt to push the earth away if you don't have these rocks and gravels and things to... Does that make sense? But I know, like, Kent, he wears them like the golf course. It's grass, so it's good. You know, that's soft. You wouldn't want to pull away from that. Does that make sense? A little bit? Okay. Ready? Should we go to the stairs? Okay, and then find your partner as you're coming.